All right. Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. KMLO Broadcast, the Dakota Radio Group, DRG Media Group, right here live on the scene in Selby, South Dakota. Spencer Gosch alongside Daniel Peterson back at the studio. You know, they do the tougher work. I just have to sit here, talk, and push button. They make sure everything gets hot. I want to welcome everybody to tonight's game and a special shout-out to Mr. Trent Osborne, the superintendent of the Ipswich Schools, as he's tuning in, a good friend of mine. I'm glad to have you along, and hopefully we can do this game justice. If you want to watch it live online, you just go to drgnews.com/KMLO. Scroll all the way down. You'll see us. I got a little Brody, gosh, my eight-year-old son on the video camcorder. Feel free to text me if he's doing a bad job, and I'll take it out of his allowance. We also want to make sure we thank our in-game sponsors. The pregame brought to you by Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg. The broadcast booth sponsor, Jensen Rockin' Santa Mobridge. And the keys to success, CHS River Plains, your starting lineup, Gamble County Collision. Your games officials brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. And the tip-off, MDU, in the community to serve. Your timeouts are brought to you by Egg Tagger, the halftime show, Fresh Start Market. Your post-game show premier equipment and the player of the game during the post-game show will be Venture Communications. As always, it's Real Tough Farm Products. All of your livestock handling needs, see Real Tough as they bring you the scoreboard. And again, you want to watch this live? Go to drgnews.com/KMLO. And we want to thank the CHS River Plains, Cambies Pass, and Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics for bringing you the live video play-by-play on drgnews.com. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being a part of the team and reminds you that snow means slow down. We also have some great booster sponsors to bring you the Wolverine game throughout the season. It's going to be Bank West, Marin Bale Insurance of Selby, Thorsonson Trucking of Selby, Campbell County Bank and Insurance of Harriet Concrete, Uptown Market of Selby, and Shorty's One Stop. So those are, do me a favor, stop by. Say hi to all those sponsors that you just heard me say and say thank you for bringing us the games this year. It's a huge help. Without them, we couldn't do this. And so they are a huge help, and we appreciate them supporting our local sports boosters. Again, we got the first half of a doubleheader coming up in just a few moments as the girls take the court to warm up. It's the Ipswich Lady Tigers and the Male Tigers coming to town tonight to take on the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. We'll find out who can put that spear through that circle the most in just a moment. So we're going to send it back to the studio. What do you say we go back to the studio for? Let's go back for 3 minutes. When we come back, we'll have more from your Family Dental up here in Gettysburg pregame show and your CHS River Plains Keys to Say Says right here on your sports leader, the DRG Media Group Sports Network.
The team at Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients, too. Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
Planning for next year is right around the corner, but do you know how much nutrients your crops will need? Fall soil sampling with CHS River Plains can help you look at each field's nutrient carryover, provide you with a more accurate farm plan, and allow you to take a position on those nutrients needed when you see fit. Plus, it'll make your life easier next spring when the planters are ready to roll and you don't have to wait. Contact your local CHS River Plains agronomist today, and we'll get the pickup headed your way.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock, proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
Thorsten's and Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorsten's and Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorsten's and Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorsten's and Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
All right, welcome back here once again, Selby, South Dakota. Spencer Gosch alongside Daniel Peterson and Brody Gosch on the broadcast of the play-by-play for the Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg pregame show. We're going to turn it over to the CHS River Plains Keys to Success as we head down to talk with our coaches. Ipswich Tigers. Coach, tell us a little bit about your season so far.
You know, we've gotten a little bit better, I think, as the year has gone along. Very inexperienced to start the year out, but our girls are starting to figure some things out for us this year. And, you know, I think we've done a lot of good things lately that shows improvement.
Now, you always put together a good program, but you did graduate a lot of talented athletes last year. Has that been a bit of a challenge this year?
It is. You know, we got girls last year that, you know, outside of Katie Beerham, we just didn't have any varsity experience this year. The Olivier girls played a little bit, but not even much over the last couple of years. So, you know, just the game speed has been a big adjustment for most of our girls. We got four girls starting right now that came off our JV last year that only played JV. So, you know, that's a big, like I said, our biggest adjustment has been trying to catch up to the game speed of what we see when we see varsity basketball players.
Now, Coach, coming up against Harriet Selby Area, 8 of 8 in their last 8 games. What do you see tonight?
You know, they have played well lately, and I think they shot the ball better lately than maybe teams have expected them to shoot the ball from the outside, and they just play hard. You know, when I watched them play against Avenue Christian, I just thought that's a team. They play fearless, and they always have. Kind of giving credit to that, they've always played hard, and they have no fear out of any of those girls when they're on the floor, which, you know, makes a big difference. You know, if they miss a shot, they move on, and they're going to make it up on the next play defensively. So, you know, that's something that we've been trying to get through to our girls a little bit more. We've got to skip that last play and move ahead.
All right, Coach, good luck.
Thank you very much.
All right, again, that's Coach Hoagie for the Ipswich Lady Tigers as he discussed his season. And, again, coming off a really successful season, this is going to be my first experience watching the Lady Tigers, but always puts together a really, really good program, but did graduate some very, very talented basketball players and athletes last year. So what do you say we go across the court, and let's head across the court to talk to the coach for the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
Standing out with Coach Schwinski for the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines. Coach, you've had a pretty good run of things. You've won your 8 of the last 8 games. Talk about that stretch.
Excuse me. We've had a good run of basketball in general. It kind of started with the Faulkton game. I thought we came out and played really well. I told the girls prior to that I felt like even though we had lost some games that we were going to maybe soon have a game where maybe got people's attention because I thought I saw a lot of good things happening. And the Faulkton game was probably the first one where it was like, okay, this is where some of the stuff I'm seeing is really showing up on the scoreboard. And from then on, we've, for the most part, played really, really well. We stumbled a bit after the big win against Linton, and we went up and played not a very good game against South Porter, but we somehow managed to get out of there alive. From there, we played really well in the last week and a half or so.
One of the biggest, one of the biggest, most recent upsets in girls basketball. You guys went to Aberdeen Christian and must have had a really, really, really good game. You won that pretty handily. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we got after it pretty well. We defended. They were missing one of their guards, and we tried to incorporate that into our game plan as far as maybe trying to expose some of the ball handling weaknesses that they had. And I thought the girls, for coming in and playing with us, fourth game in 5 days, and we didn't have any practice preparation for the game. It was just kind of one of those, let's talk about what we're going to try and do and then go do it. And to our girls' credit, they went out and they executed that as well as they could, and things worked out for us.
Yeah, you know, they talk a lot about the idea that you have these long stretches of games with no opportunity to practice. How hard is that as a coach to get your kids ready? Like you said, it's the fourth or fifth games, right, or 5 days, and that's probably one of your toughest opponents on the schedule this year. How tough is it?
Well, for me, it's a big deal as a coach because I like to watch film and prepare and incorporate some of those things into our game plan. Probably overrated, I imagine, since I think it's a big deal. It's probably not as big as a deal as it is for the girls. What I told them was that what I did like to see was that at some point you're going out there and you're still just playing basketball, and you'd use the fundamental things that we try to teach, whether it's motion basketball and offense or zone offense principles. Some of the things defensively, those rebounding things, those are things that should translate for any game you play. And so when it comes down to that, it's you still got to just do the basics, the fundamentals.
Coming up against Ipswich again tonight. Now Ipswich, very, very talented basketball team last year especially, but they did graduate quite a bit. What do you see tonight?
Yeah, they're a younger team. They've got a lot of juniors. They've got a pretty talented junior class. They've got a lot of quickness. Coach Hoagie always does a good job with his 2-3 zone, which I expect that's what we'll see. He likes to coach the 2-3 zone, and he's extremely good at it. Their girls, just even in the JV game, they move well. They cover ground. They don't give you a lot of open looks out of the zone. So it's going to be a challenge for sure.
Okay, well, thanks. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
All right, again, Coach Switzke for the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. So there's a look at the keys to success. Again, brought to you by CHS River Plains. And again, during your family dental of Pierre and Gettysburg. We're going to set it back in the studio as we hear the best song in the entire world. We'll be back in 2 minutes. KMLO.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays. It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle, and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverine, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
All right, welcome back to the Family Dental of Gettysburg and Pierre pregame show. We're going to go with the starters first for the Ipswich Tigers. As I try to pull it up. How about that? We're in the number two, a 5'10 junior at forward, Bailey Kalesa. We're in the number four, a 5'9 junior at guard, Caitlin Bierman. We're in the number 14, a 5'5 junior at guard, Ashlyn Weig. Wearing the number 20, a 5'4 sophomore at guard, Carly Gould. Wearing the number 40, a 5'8 junior at forward, Quincy Olive. The head coach, of course, you just heard from him, Coach Brian Hoagie, assisted by Michael Champagne. Now for the area, Selby area Wolverines, wearing the number one, Jenica Burns. Wearing the number two, Kaylin Anderson. Wearing the number 10, Kendall Swinsky. Wearing the number 14, Sophia Von Wald. And wearing the number 22, it's going to be Bella Bradner. Here we go with the MBU tip-off, as it's going to be Bailey Kalesa against number 44, Jada Rousseau. Going to be out there starting for the Wolverines, and she's going to control it. Tries to swap it out, and saving it from out of bounds is going to be it'll be Kendall Swinsky. So they'll go to Wolverines. We'll go to work on offense right away. As up with it goes Swinsky. Rebound. It's Rosso, and in for two. So it's 2-0. As it goes back the other way. And it's the Tigers with it now. As right now over on the opposite side, it's going to be Bierman. She'll dribble it in. Turnaround jump shot in front of the rim. No good. Anderson on the rebound. Back the other way. And up with it. Going up with it. It's going to be Kendall Swinsky. She's going to be fouled. And she'll go to the line shooting two. First one is up and good for Swinsky. Foul's going to go against number 20. It's going to be Carly Gould's first personal first team foul. Segment up by Swinsky, and rebound's going to come down to Burns as it doesn't go in. Back up the other way, and there's Bella Bradner inside. Two more. 5-0 the score, 6:54 to go. Here in the first quarter. Back the other way now for the Lady Tigers as there's Wyg. Wyg's going to dribble it up, great corner. And Bella Bradner's going to get a credit for this steal. And the Wolverines will come back. It's Swinsky back out. There's Burns for three. Left side. There it is. Jenica Burns. And it's eight unanswered points by the Wolverines to make this score 8-0. In favor of the Wolverines, back in 30 seconds right here. Stand alone.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock, proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
All right, welcome back. 8-0 the score, 6:33 to go here in the first. It's Wolverines on top, 8-0. Full court press on by the Wolverines as the Tigers inbound to Bierman. Bierman, it's a man. It's a man-to-man. They try to trap her, but she gets it across to Wyg. Wyg's going to dribble it back out, slow things down. She picks up her dribble, bounce pass inside. There's Kalesa. Back over to the other side, it's Olive. She'll put it up. Nice little jump shot right there. More of a hook shot, I guess, as she puts one out from about 10 feet. And good for two, and the Tigers now on the board, 8-2 the score, 6 to go here in the first. Brandner with it over to the left side, now over the Wolverines, the handoff to Burns. Burns kicks it up top, there is Swinsky. Swinsky will kick it off over to Anderson. Anderson moved, pass into Rosso, high off the glass, and she'll put it in, a good for two more, 10-2. Back the other way now for the Tigers. Again, full court press on by the Wolverines. They get it off now into the hands of Olive. Olive is going to do a cross dribble, bring it across the half court mark, kick it back over to Bierman. Bierman will dribble it inside. She'll put it over to the glass. Nice little finger roll. Can't get it to drop, though, as it's Swinsky with the rebound. She'll take it across the court, get it over to Anderson. Anderson squares up. No, now Bradner. Now it is free throw line extended, and Burns turn around. She'll put up a jump shot right there. Her fifth point of the night. It's 12-2. 5:13 to go in the first. Wolverines with the lead. Tigers with the ball. Full court press on by the Lady Wolverines. And it is Weig to bring it across. She gets it over to the right side now of the arc. Kicks it inside. Wide open Bierman underneath. She quickly gets crowded around. Still can't get it to drop. Katie Bierman right now is saying, would somebody take the lid off that basket? Running down the other side with a right-handed layup from a pass from Brandner is going to be Burns, and she will be fouled, and that will be Quincy Olivet's first. Second team foul, 4:52. Two free ones for Burns. Shot up. No good. Front of the rim. Take one right there. Nope, she's going to cross the line. They're going to say no, no. So it'll go back the other way. So it's Burns to go 0 for 3 at the charity stripe. 0 for 2, sorry. Back the other way now for the Tigers. Nice pass up front, and there's Weig with it. She'll put it in good for two more. 12-4. Back the other way, swatted away, it's going to be Weig again. ...12-4 the score with 4:33 to go. Jenica Burns to inbound, get it off over to Von Wall, back up top. There is Ritter. Ritter will kick it off over to Burns. Burns will square up three, right side this time, front of the rim, no. Rebound's going to come down, and it's going to be a foul on the Wolverines. Foul's going to go against number 14, Sophia Von Wall. That'll be her first team foul. So the Tigers will inbound. Get it off now into the hands of Bierman. Bierman will put leather to wood as she comes back over to the right side. Passes it across. Gets it off and now into the hands of Weig. Weig looks back. There's Bierman again. Right side, or left side, sorry. Perimeter. Three on the way for her. Boom! She got it. Bierman finally got the lid off the basket, and it goes in 12-7 the score. 3:58 to go here in the first. Back over now into the hands of Ebel. Ebel will kick it off into the hands of Ritter. Ritter, back up top, there's Von Wald. Von Wald to Burns. She'll dribble just in front of the three. No good. Rebound comes down to, well, her, after the Tigers fought for it. Von Wall tries to come up with it. She will deflect it after a steal from Weig. Well, one might say substitution. I'm going to say line change for the Wolverines as everybody comes back. Back the other way now for the Tigers. Dribble inside, up with it, right there. Going to be whistling at travel as it's Evil. Puts it on the floor and nothing. Evil's going to come out of the game. In for hers, going to be number 21. Somebody I don't have. In my program. Nice pass inside. Up with it and right there. Put it in for two more. As it's number 24, Caitlin Aukin. Back the other way. And three on the way for Brandner. No good. Rebound's going to come down to the Wolverines. Back down another three. Back down. Rebound this time. Bierman and a foul. Back the other way now for the Tigers. It's going to be a steal. Three this time left side. And no, can't get it to drop. Jump ball on the rebound. Possession arrow in favor of the Wolverines. Twelve, 11 to score, 2:20 to go here in the first as the Tigers able to claw their way back in. It's going to be whistling a travel violation that time by Bierman as she takes one too many steps. 2:18 to go here in the first now, 12 to 11. Swinski to inbound for the Wolverines, gets it off over to Burns. Now it's Anderson, now it is over. Back over, Swinski jump shot, no. Rebound will come down to number 20. That's Kaylin Gohl. Back around now for the Tigers. Put up no good. Rebound's going to come down to Swinski. Dribbling it coast to coast will be Swinski. She can't bring it down, put it back up. Bradner will try to get the rebound, can't do it. She gets blocked. Coast to coast goes Bierman, no. Back down, and the Wolverines will end up with it. Swinski will go in, and she'll get called for the charge. Great job that time by Olive and Unkin in planting their feet. Kless will come back into the game for the Tigers. As it's Olivet to inbound. Into the hands of Gohl. There's going to be a steal, but they'll get it back. As Swinski will try to steal it again, and she does. Steals it twice in a row. Inside, there's Burns, the floater. No. Rebound will come down to Olivet. Dribbling this time is going to be Bierman. Put it up, no good. Rebound will come down to Rosso. Under a minute to go, 12-11 the score. Back into Bradner. Bradner will go up. No, it's going to be blocked and out of bounds. Wolverines will inbound underneath their own basket. Back over to Rosso. Rosso, free throw line extended. She'll put it up, no. Side of the rim. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touched by a Wolverine, so it will go in favor of the Tigers. 12-11 the score. 43.4 to go. Substitution comes in. Wide will come in for goal. All the way over to Bierman. Kalesa with the rebound goes to Kalesa. No good either. Back down to Swinski. Swinski with it with 27 seconds. Coach Swinski screaming one. They're going to use it up. 20 on the shot, 21 on the game. To take us into the second quarter. Right now, Wolverines with a lead by one. Screen this time goes. Dump pass into Rosso. Back out. There's Anderson blocked by Bierman. Bierman's going to get it out. It's going to be stolen again by Burns. Burns with a half-court shot. No good. And that's how that first quarter will end. I said it'd be good. I wasn't lying. Wolverines 12, Ipswich 11. Let's come back in 60 seconds with your second quarter of high school girls basketball action. I'm your sports leader, the DRG Media Group Sports Network.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, member FDIC.
And welcome back here, 12-11, 7:57 to go as we just get underway in the second quarter. It's Wolverines on top. They've got the ball over to Jenica Burns, now on the right side. Over to Swinski on the left. Swinski, dump pass to Rosso, back out. There's Anderson, toes on the line, three, no. Rebound's going to come down to Weig. Back the other way, Weig, it gets taken away from her. As it's Burns up with a left-handed layup, can't get it to go. Back the other way. Ball's going to be blocked out of bounds as Olivier tries to go up with it. There's Rosso on the block. Olivier to inbound for the Tigers. Gets it off over to Wald. Wald will go in with it. Put it up no good. Rebound's going to come down. Ankin will try. But she'll get hit by her own player. And it'll go back the other way. As there's Jada Rosso. What a assist by Kendall Swinski. Rosso with her 6 point of the night makes it a 14-11 game. Airing it out, full court press on by the Wolverines as Burns will get credit for the steal. Back the other way, bounce pass. Bella Brander wide open right side, puts it up no. Put back is Rosso. There it is. ...16-11 now, 6:36 to go. Back the other way as it is Bierman. Bierman to bring it up. It's going to be kicked, they're going to say. Substitution's going to come in for the Tigers as Wyatt will get a breather. In for her will be Carly Gohl. 16-11 again the score. Wolverines on top. Ipswich with the ball. They're going to kick it back over now into the hands of Ankin. Ankin will kick it up top to Wald. Back over Gohl. Gohl takes it baseline, steps back. Tries to get it up top of the key to Olivier. Back over to Gohl on the right side. There is Bierman. Bierman's going to dribble it over to the right side, try to kick it back out. There's going to be a whistle. They're going to say out of bounds. That's touched by the Wolverines. Six ten to go, 16-11 the score. Wolverines with the lead, Tigers with the ball. Ipswich gets it inbounds. He'll get it off over to Ankin, over to the right corner. It's going to be swatted away, but saving it will be Olivier. Three on the shot clock as putting it up will be Wald, and it doesn't touch the rim. It will be a shot clock violation turnover on the Tigers. Ibu will come in for Rosso. Again, 16-11 the score, 6 to go here in the first half. Wolverines with 16. Tries to force it inside. Burns will turn it over. As Swinski will steal it back. Try to put it up. There's Evil on, or Brandner, sorry, on the rebound. There's going to be a jump ball possession arrow in favor of the Tigers. That's the third steal for Kendall Swinski. Back over to Olivier. Olivier with it on the right side. Airs it across to Wald. Wald ends up with it. She goes baseline right away. Floats it up. There it is. Gabby Wald's first 2 points of the night. And it's a 3-point lead now for the Wolverines. They've got the ball with 5:25 to go. As Swinski dribbles it in. Left-handed floater right there. 18-13 now. Tigers with the ball. Floater from Olivier to Wald. Wald will dribble it in. Try it again high off the glass, but she'll be fouled. So she'll go to the line shooting two, and I think Brandner's going to get the foul. And she does. So that puts Gabby Wald at the line shooting two, her first trip. the Tigers collectively are, this is their first time to the charity stripe alone, period. First one's going to be no good. Goal and unking out. Wigan Kalesa back in. Up now, second one's going to be good. We took a little trip. Sorry. Good to do it. Third point for Gabby Wald. Back over now into the hands of Burns. She tries to go, but they can't get it to go. And rebound's going to come down to Bierman. She airs it across. And she has wide. Tries to go for the left-handed layup and is fouled as Caitlin Anderson will pick up her first. That'll send Ashlyn Wyg to the line. First one's going to be off the side, no good. Didn't make it, but they're going to give it one more shot as there was a lane violation. Next one is up and no good. Going to go out of bounds. And it'll be Wolverine ball. 448, 18-14. Back over now is a three launch, this time by Albee, and it's going to be no good. Rebound's going to come down. It's going to be a jump ball. Another line change for the Wolverines. 2:22, 4-1. Back now for the Wolverines as there's Rosso. Rosso gets it up to Burns. Burns back over to Anderson. Anderson for three, left side, no. Rebound's going to come down to number 20, goal. Going to be whistling a traveling violation as Olivet tries to dribble it in. Turnover for the Tigers. 18-14, 4:12 to go here in the second. Burns with the ball now for the Wolverines, gets it off over to Anderson. Anderson now over to Rosso. Rosso up top, there's Brandner. Brandner will put toes on the line up off the glass, no. And the rebound will come down to Wyg. Ball is going to be tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers. Wolverines with the ball. As Burns tries to get it to Rosso on the go. There it is. Great pick and roll by Rosso. As she puts it in from point blank. Two more for her. That is 10. She hits the double mark. 2014, 3:22 to go. Ball's going to be off the toe with Burns. And it looks like Coach Hoagie wants to talk things over. Your timeouts again brought to you by Ang Tangra. 20-14 the score. 3:20 to go here in the second. Wolverines on top, back in 60. Right here, a near sports leader of the DRG Media Group Sports Network.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby, grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays.
Hi, welcome back here. It's going to be Tiger Roll coming out of the break. And the Egg Taker timeout. Nice dump pass. Olive is going to be whistling a foul. And they're going to say that one goes against Rossville. That'll be her first sixth team foul. Olive's first one. Back of the rim. No good. Tigers are 1-for-5 at the charity stripe. Second one is also back of the rim, no good, but she crossed the line, so it'll be a turnover. .214, 3:13 to go here in the second. It's Wolverines on top. Background now as it's Burns. Burns will get it off over to Swinski. Back over to Burns. Burns dribbles it over baseline, puts it up. Air ball, no good. Rebound in the rebound is going to be a foul. Foul is going to go against Kendall Swinski. So because of the bonus, they're going to send goal over there to shoot. It's again, the Tigers right now 1-for-5. Goals, first one, back of the rim, no good. Back the other way now for the Wolverines, 20-14, 2:48 to go. Nice bounce pass inside, but an even better play by Olive, and she will get credit for the deflection. Goal's going to come out of the game. In for her is going to be Gabby Wald. Wald's got three on the night. Kaitlin Burns will inbound, or Kaitlin Anderson, sorry, will inbound for the Wolverines. And a great pass to the inside, put up right away by Swinski as she gets it in for two. Swinski has been the leader of this team here tonight. Maybe you don't see it in every stat, but she collectively has the best. Back the other way as it's Burns, but for the left-handed layup and a steal. It's going to be a whistle and another turnover on the Tigers. 24-14 this score, but 2:17 to go. Here in the second. Brought to you by the High Office of Highway Safety. KMLO Lowry Mobridge, South Dakota, a proud member of the DRG Media Group. Three-pointer put up by Anderson. Rebound to Swinski. Put back. There it is. Swinski now with 7, 26-14 with 2 to go. Dribbling off over the other side. It's Bierman. Bierman's going to try to get it in. It's going to be a steal. Another steal for Swinski. Her 4. Back out to Anderson. Anderson back over to Swinski. Swinski back over to Burns for 3. No good. Rebound's going to come down to Wide. Oh, 26-14, 1:31 to go here in the second. There's going to be a whistle and a charge on the Tigers. And the foul is going to go against Y. It'll be her first. Bierman will check out of the game. And for her, it's going to be number 30, Brianna Gritz. Swinski with an L. Kicks it off over to Brandner, but right there is Wald. Almost got it away. Back over to Swinski. Back out. Rosso, toes on the line. In and out, no good. Rebound, Brandner. Put back, no good. Rebound this time is going to come down to Gritz. Back the other way, and it's Olivet. Olivet kicks it back out. There's Gritz. Kicks it down inside. Wall. Wall's going to go baseline. It's going to be a whistle, and she'll lead with that forearm. I mean, it's okay in a close-range situation, but don't let it get away from your body. As she picks up the foul. It's only the fourth team foul, though. Her first. Under a minute now to go here in the second. 26-14 the score. Down to Swinski. Swinski now dribbling off, tries to force it, but she's going to be fouled. And the referee, great call on that one. He saw it. It's a pass. Foul's going to go against Wine. It'll be her second. Gritz will come out. So will Kalesa. And it looks like Wine back in, or Bierman back in, and Wyg, I believe. Going to be a whistle and a carry. I'm sorry, Anka. Lots of substitutions again. By the Wolverines as 31, 21, 14, and 13 come into the game. Back the other way, almost there. Can she hang on to it? She does, but she's boxed in. Wall, and there's going to be a whistle and a timeout as Coach Hoagie will save the day, and he wants to take 30. 26-14 on your Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard. 32.3 to go, back in 30 seconds right here. Your sports leader, the DRG Media Group Sports Network.
It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Looking back here once again. Tigers go to work right away. Bierman tries to get it off. Now she does into the hands of Olivet. Olivet will kick it off. Three on the way. No. Oh, they're going to say toes on the line. All right. As Burns will pick it up, but Weig will go to the line shooting two. Foul goes against, again, Jenica Burns. It's going to be her first. So, again, it's Weig shooting two. Ashlyn has been there. She's 0 of 2 for tonight. She can't get that one to go either. Another line change up. The second one is on the way. Side of the rim, no good. The rebound's going to come down to Rosso. Back the other way as it's Swinski right there. Top of the key, 14 seconds to go. They're going to hang on to it right now with a 12-point lead. One-shot opportunity. Back over to Swinski, back over to Anderson. Anderson to Swinski. Pick set, back over. And it's a three on the way by Burns. And she'll hit one just before the buzzer to end the first half. On your Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard, it's Harriet Selby area in the 29, Ipswich 14. Back in 3 minutes with your Fresh Start Market Halftime Show on your sports leader, the DRG Media Group Sports Network.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock. Proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverine.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
Pre-game time is food time, and at Fresh Start Market, we have you covered. This is Kayla inviting you to stop in and check out our fresh produce, awesome meat selection, and snacks for when you're on the go with harvest and the busy school year. And don't forget to pick up some of our famous homemade sausage. Like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Start Market LLC, for updates on sales, new products, and much more. Fresh Start Market of Harriet, because pre-gaming can't be done without food.
Hi, welcome back here once again to the Fresh Start Market Halftime Show. As it's a 29-14 lead for the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines. Let's take a look at your Fresh Start Market stats. First, for the away team, it's always visitors first. As we see, score-wise, Katie Bierman with 5, 3 for Wall, 2 for Wye, 2 for Unken, and 2 for Olivet. The best rebounder of the night with 3 rebounds is going to go to Ashlyn Weig with the number 14. Foul-wise, not a lot of trouble, but there are 2 apiece for Bierman and Weig as well. Now the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines with 10 points. Jenica Burns, 7. Kendall Swinsky, 2. Bella Brander, and 10 for Jada Rossell. The lead rebounder for the Wolverines is going to be this guy just made a three-pointer in Selby, and the crowd goes wild. And now with it down with 5 rebounds, going to be Kendall Swinsky, and tied up is Bella Brander. Now steal-wise, that's kind of the one that we got to take a look. Is a little pickpocket out there is going to be Kendall Swinsky. She's got 4 or 5. I think it's probably 5. I think I missed one. But she is out there stealing the ball like crazy. Let's take a look team-wise. Let's compare how things are going for both teams, shall we? It's going to be 35% for the field for the Wolverines, but 40% from the field for the Tigers. The big one for the Tigers is they are going to go 12.5% from the charity stripe. Wolverines, 25%. So neither team really is shooting all that hot here tonight. Wolverines are going to out-rebound the Tigers 18-12 in the turnover-wise. This is the big one. Ipswich 14, Harriet-Selby area 3. At the end of one, it was 12-11, right in there at neck and neck. But then it's going to be a 17-3 run for the Wolverines to make your score right now, 29-14. The largest lead for the Wolverines is 15, which is where we are at. Longest scoring streak unanswered for the Tigers is 9, and the longest scoring streak unanswered for the Wolverines is longest scoring streak for the Wolverines is 8. There's a look at your Fresh Start Market halftime show. Again, here on your Real Tough Farm Friday scoreboard, it's Harriet-Selby area 29, Ipswich Tigers 14. We're going to send it back to the studio for 4 minutes. When we come back, we'll have your second half of high school girls basketball action right here on your sports leader, the DRG Media Group Sports Network.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right. Like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock. Proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverine.
Thorsten's and Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorsten's and Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorsten's and Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorsten's and Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mixed concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby, grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays. It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Pre-game time is food time, and at Fresh Start Market, we have you covered. This is Kayla inviting you to stop in and check out our fresh produce, awesome meat selection, and snacks for when you're on the go with harvest and the busy school year. And don't forget to pick up some of our famous homemade sausage. Like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Start Market LLC, for updates on sales, new products, and much more. Fresh Start Market of Harriet, because pre-gaming can't be done without food.
All right, welcome back here once again as it's halftime at the Harriet Selby area gym, or the Selby gymnasium rather. 7:56 to go now as the Tigers have the ball coming out. They trail 29-14. Free throw line extended, up with it goes Bierman, and she'll put it up for two more. Back the other way now for Harriet Selby areas. There's Bradner. Kicking off over to Swinski. Swinski will put up the floater right there. 31-16. Wolverines answer. 7:25 to go. Here comes Weig. Weig will kick it off over to the hands of Bierman. Bierman will dribble it up top. She kicks it now into the hands of Weig. Well, no, that's goal. Sorry. Floater put up baseline. Rebound comes down. Olive can't get it to go. Rebound's going to come down to the hands of Burns. Foul's going to go against number 14. That'll be Wide's third. And undoubtedly, she'll come out of the game. Who came in for her? It's going to be Wald. Back the other way now for Harriet Selby area is Bradner. Get it off over into the hands of Swinski. Swinski back over to Burns. Burns squares up in the left corner. Back inside Swinski. She makes a move. Hook shot. Can't get it to go. Bierman on the rebound. Back the other way, and Olive floats it out over to goal. Gold's going to dribble it inside. Puts it up, and no good. A rebound comes down to Burns. Swinski with it now. She's going to dribble it. Lose control. Get it back. Back out Anderson. Anderson into the hands of Burns. Now Rosso. Rosso, Bradner. Bradner, Burns. Burns gets it into Swinski. She can't get it to drop. And it'll go in for two. No, it won't go in for two. She'll shoot two. Sorry. Foul's going to go against Quincy Olive. And Swinski again at the line. She is one for two tonight. First one is right there. That's her 10th point of the night. 32-16. Three players with 10 points in Burns, Swinski, and Rossa. Second one is off the side, no good. Burns will get the rebound. Back up goes Swinski. Can't get it to go. Bierman to the rebound this time. She's going to air it out. Get it over to Wall. Wall will go up with it. And she'll go to the line shooting two. Foul's going to be against Caitlin Anderson. It's going to be her second. First team foul for this half. Wald goes up with it and can't get it to go. Gabby is now one for three at the charity stripe. Second one is back of the rim. They're going to say, nope, she crossed the line first. So it'll be a turnover. 15th turnover on the night for the Tigers. Anderson will get the inbound and she'll bring it up. 32-16, 6-1 to go. Back over to the hands of Burns. Burns looks inside. Brandner's not there. Back over to Swinski. Swinski. Now Burns. Burns to Rosso. Rosso will get it to Swinski. Swinski over to Burns. Burns baseline up with it, and no, gets her own rebound. Kicks it back out to Swinski. It's going to go out of bounds. Look at their last touch. By Olive. Swinski will inbound. Kicks it up now to Bradner. Bradner back over to Burns over to the left side at the arc. It's a pick sent by Rosso. Burns floats one up. Can't get it to go. Rebound's going to come down to Olive. Jenica Burns' shooting percentage tonight is 22%. Ball's going to be deflected out of bounds. Swinski with the deflection. Rosso will come out in for her. Will be evil. Another substitution as there is Von Wald in for Brandon. Olivier will get it into goal. Now for the Tigers. Trail by 16. It's 5 to go here in the third. Bierman dribbles it around, kicks it back up from baseline. No! In and out. You can't get that any closer to into the bottom without it dropping in. Her luck has been bad tonight. Good shots, just bad luck. It'll be a whistle on a foul. We'll wait to see who that's on as the Wolverines try to bring it back across. That's going to go against Wald. That'll be her second. There is Burns. Gets it into Swinski. Back out. There's Evil. Evil will dribble it in. Back out. Anderson will square up for three. No good. She and Olive will get the rebound. Olive will bring it up. She goes coast to coast. Floats it up. No. Kalesa tries to get the rebound. It's going to be kicked out of bounds by Evil. Holloway inbound now for the Tigers underneath their own basket as they get it to goal. Goal over on the left corner, dribbles it back over to the free throw line. Kicks it over to Wald and the handoff. Wald up for the right hand layup. No, rebound comes down to Anderson and it goes back the other way. 32-16, 4:14 to go in the third. Burns with it now with the right handed floater. There it is. Burns, 12th point of the night. And it's an 18-point lead for the Wolverines. Four to go here in the third. Tigers coming across. It's it off to Kalesa. Three, left corner, Bierman. And it goes behind the backboard on the bounce. No good. Wolverine ball. Kalesa will come out, take a breather. In for her will be Onken. 34-16, 3:48 to go in the third. Wolverines with the lead and the ball and a pick set by Ebel. There's Swinski. Back out to Von Wald. Von Wald to Swinski. Swinski goes baseline up and no. Rebound's going to come to Olive and in on the process. She's going to be fouled by Maya Ebel. Substitutions coming in for the Wolverines and the Tigers. And I will have to adjust that when it happens. Bierman with the ball now. 34-16 the score. 3:24 to go here in the third. Float out over to Bierman. Bierman will dribble it back over to the right corner. Now it's the free throw line. Kicks it back over to the hands of Olive. Olive is going to dribble it back out. Now Bierman top of the key. She's going to go in. Try to float it. It's going to be blocked by Ebel. And back the other way. Force inside. There's Burns. Burns gives it to Brandner on the go, and there it is. Floater gets out now into the hands of Wald. 36-16 the score. Substitutions coming in all over yet once again. Burns and Ebel out for the Wolverines. Swinski and Rosso back in. Back around, there's Swinski. Swinski will kick it or gets it over to the right side. 2:19 to go. 20-point lead for the Wolverines. Inside, there's Rosso. Rosso tries to get it out. And a good job by Bierman on stealing it and taking it away. Back the other way. They air it out. There's Wild. 4-3. There it is. wide for three, and that's her fifth point of the night, 36-19. And a nice pass to the inside. Couldn't get it to go. Is Albee. Rebound's going to get kicked down to Brandon. Put up that time again, no good. Back the other way. It's going to be over and back on the Wolverines. Back the other way. Three on the way for goal. Rebound's going to come down to Burns. Ball is loose. Going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of Wolverines. Burns will inbound. 36-19 the score. 108 to go. Burns with it now, top of the key. Looks to Brandner going inside. Back out Anderson. Anderson back out Burns. Top of the key three. No good. A rebound's going to come down to Duncan. Ball's going to be deflected. And out of bounds. So Olivet will inbound for the Tigers. She gets it inside Duncan, puts it up no good. Rebound's going to come down to Burns. 36-19 the score. 34 seconds to go in the third. Back over to Anderson. Now it's three for Swinski right there. No, they're going to say two. 38-19 now, under 20 to go. Olivet with it. It up to Weig. Back down to Olivet. Olivet, nice dump pass. Olivet, up and or Bierman Olivet, no good. Rebound's going to come down to Swinski. At the buzzer, three, no good. So after three quarters on your Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard, it's Harriet Selby Area 38, Ipswich 19, back in 60 seconds for your fourth quarter, right here on your sports leader, the DRG Media Group Sports Network.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock. Proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter action right now. Wolverines lead 38-19. 7:59 to go. Tigers with the ball. Inside there's Olivet. She's going to make her nice. Oh, it was a nice move. But Swinski was able to deflect it off the leg of Olivet, and it will be Wolverine ball. Burns with it now. Kicks it off over to Anderson. Now into the hands of Brandner. There's Burns. Burns back over to Brandner. Brandner tries to float it across to Burns. Almost taken away by Bierman. Rosso saves it. Back over to Burns. Burns over to Brandner now. Brandner for three. No. Rebound comes down to Olive. Her sixth rebound of the night, 38-19. Olive will kick it off over to goal. Goal over in the right corner, back up top. There's Bierman. Bierman goes in with it. No. Back over to goal. Back now, it's Olive up top. Bierman over left side, perimeter. She's going to try to go. There's going to be a whistle and a blocking foul. As Brander couldn't quite get her legs set. That'll be Bella's second. Olive will get it over to nobody. Ah, there's Bierman. Over in the left corner, she'll dribble it in. Back over, there's goal. Goal goes Kalesa. Tries to get it inside. It's going to be a steal for Rosso. Back the other way as Swinski dribbles it in, kicks it back out. Three on the way for Perms. There it is. Her third three-pointer of the night. 41-19. 6:23 to go. Olive goes up with it. Oh, couldn't get it to drop. Rebound, jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Wolverines. It's going to be whistle and a timeout as Coach Swinski wants to talk things over. It is 41-19 in the Real Tough Farm Betting Scoreboard, back in 30 on KMLO.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
Welcome back here once again, 41-19. The score, Wolverines the lead. It's Burns over to the right side. Brander, back up top, Anderson. Inside, it's Rosso. Put up, no. Good block there. I'm going to give a block to Kalesa. And a rebound. Going to be another turnover on the Tigers. 41-19. Wolverines with the lead on the ball again. 5:42. Back over to Brander. Brander, no, it is Swinski. Swinski to Anderson. Anderson to Rosso. Rosso with a great shot up and good. 43-19, 5:25 to go. Back the other way, there's Bierman. Bierman tries to dump it inside, and Brander's going to get the steal. Or the credit thereof. 5:11, 43-19. Shot fired, it's Swinski, 4-3. 15 for her on the night. Bierman will bring it up. She dribbles it inside, floats it, no. Rebound, Brander. Swinski, three more. Right there. Her 18th point of the night. It's a 49-19 lead now. 30 points. The clock should run. 4:31 to go. Goal with it. She's going to go baseline and put her shoulder into her defender and get called for the charge. So substitutions are going to come in. And again, I should say we should call line changes. As for the Wolverines, that's going to be it for the night. For the starters, we've got Von Wald. We've got Schilling. We've got somebody I don't have. Oh, Sophia Ritter, sorry. LB and Ebel. There we go. Now inside goes Albie. Back out, there's Ebel. Ebel kicks it back out. Von Wald. Von Wald goes inside. Back over to Ebel. Up off the glass. There it is. Ebel with two now on the night. 51-19 the score. Back the other way. Float up by Wald. Can't get it to drop. Back up, still coming down, Wald with a rebound yet once again. It's going to be a whistle and a timeout as Coach Hoagie wants to talk things over again. Your timeout's brought to you by Hank Tegra. Let's go back in 30 seconds. KMLO.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
All right, welcome back. 51-19 the score, 3:22 to go here in the fourth. As the Tigers will get the ball coming out of the 8-taker timeout. Wolverines with the lead, 3:22 again to go. The mercy rule has or is in effect. Clock runs except for timeouts and fouls. They'll inbound the basketball. Get it off now into the hands of Gaetz. Back up top floater goes Unken. Rebound's going to come down to Weig. Back over to Unken. Unken's going to make a move. She'll put it up again off the glass. No. Rebound's going to come down to Schilling. And a turnover on the Wolverines as it's a steal for Onken. Weig with it. She kicks it off over to Gold. Gold fires the three. Boom! She's got it. Carly Gold from the top of the key. Give her three more. That'll be her first 3 points of the night. Going to be a whistle and a foul. Carly Gold is going to pick up her third. It's going to put Sam Schilling at the line. Shooting two. The first one's going to be no good. And the second one's going to be no good either. Back the other way. It's in the hands of Wald. Going to kick it back out. Goes up with it. She'll go to the line shooting two. Al's going to go against Sam Schilling. It's going to be her first. First one up for Wald right there. Second one for Wald. No good. Rebound's going to come down into the hands of somebody. Quarter put up no good. Rebound's going to come down to the Wolverines as they maintain it. Back in around the way. Three in the way for Yoakum. No good. Rebound's going to come down to Hanson. Put her back out there. Schilling off the glass. No. Rebound's going to come down into the hands of the Wolverines. And once again, put back. No. And again, the rebound comes down to Hanson. Can't make any of this up. Lots of missed shots, but lots of rebounds. Don't pass inside. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. It'll stay Wolverine ball. Seconds. Get it off over to Wirtz. Kaelin Wirtz into the game now for the Wolverines. Now Schilling. Schilling will kick it back out to Albee. There's Wirtz for three. No, couldn't get it to go. Rebound's going to come down to the Tigers. And it will be traveling violation on the Tigers. Wirtz stay inbound. She'll get it off over to Schilling. Schilling now into the hands of Albee. Puts it up. No. And that's it. Your final on your Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard. It's Harriet Selby Area 51. Ipswich 23. What do you say we come back in 3 minutes to wrap things up with your Premier Equipment post-game show and your Venture Communications player of the game right here on your Sports Leader.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mixed concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby, grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays. It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock. Proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverine.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 605-852-2224, or online at www.venture.com.
Alright, welcome back here once again. Your final and your Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard, 51-23, as the Wolverines take the win home here tonight. Let's talk about stats. The first four, the Lady Tigers. It's going to be Bierman with 7, 4 for Wald, 5 for Wide, 3 for Gold, 2 for Onken, and 2 for Oliver. The lead rebounder for the Wolverines is going to be Olive with 6, 4 for Wye. And the next one, 3 for Bierman. Taking a look here now for the Wolverines individually. It's going to be 15 for Burns, 6 for Bradner, and 2 for Ebel, and 10 for Rosso. So not a lot of scorers on behalf of the Wolverines, but a pretty big score as they go 36.7% on the night. The lead rebounder tonight is going to be Kendall Swinsky with 8. Tied Kendall Swinsky with 8. Jenica Burns with 8. And then 7 for Bella Bradner, 5 for Jada Rosso. Taking a look at team stats, it's going to be the breaking down the game, 12-1 at the end of one, and then the Wolverines are going to outscore the Tigers 17-3 in the second. Then in the third, the Wolverines will outscore the Tigers 9-5. Then in the final quarter, the Wolverines will outscore the Tigers 13-4. 32 is the largest streak for the home team. Longest scoring streak for the Tigers was 9. Longest scoring streak for the Wolverines was 15. Taking a look at shooting percentages, the Wolverines are going to shoot 38.7% from the field as opposed to the 28.1% of the Tigers. The Wolverines will out-rebound the Tigers 31-23, and the turnovers, Tigers will go out unofficially with 19 turnovers to the Wolverines 5. There's a look at your stats. We've got to give a Venture Communications player of the game away. Let's hear from Venture Communications now.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venture.com. Com.net.
Venture Communication Play brings you your player of the game. And the player of the game tonight is going to be Kendall Swinsky with 18 points, leading in points, rebounds, and steals. Also, the best shooting percentage on the field, one on the court. What a night she had tonight. So, congratulations, Kendall Swinsky. You are the Venture Communications player of the game. And the final on your Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard. It's Harriet Selby area 51, Ipswich 23. We're going to send it back to the studio for 4 minutes. When we come back, we'll have your boys game and your starting lineup during the Family Dental appear in Gettysburg pregame show. And again, the Campbell County Collision. Again, your final here tonight for the girls is going to be 51-23 in favor of the Wolverines. Back in 4 minutes right here. Game hello.
The team at Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients, too. Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock. Proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby. The people to know when there's something to go.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays. It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle, and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverine, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
All right, welcome back here to the Fresh Start Market After, Fresh Start Market Halftime Show. I'm not even close. I mean, I could have said post-game or pre-game. I would have been better off than halftime. Family Dental pre-game show in the the Campbell County Collision starting lineup. Boy, I tell you what, you'd almost think I was a professional. Let's go with the starting lineup. We're in the number three. Ian Byers for the Tigers. We're in the number four, Trevor Byers. We're in the number 10, Ty Cadillac. We're in the number 12, Ty Taylor Thorson. And we're in the number 24, Carson Yole. Now for the Harriet Selby area Wolverines, it's going to be wearing the number 5, a 5'5 sophomore forward. We've got Trey Haddock. Wearing the number 21, Trevor Saylor. 20, Brendan Begeman. 3, Cole Zabel. And 31, Chance Gregg. All right, we're going to center court. We got to wish a happy birthday to number 21 and 22 tonight, Trey Saylor and Trevor Saylor. Wonder if they're twins. That was a joke. I know they're twins. But happy birthday to the Saylor boys here today. We're going to go center circle. It looks like it's going to be Spider-Man himself, number 20, Brendan Megaman. We'll be tipping off against Ty Cadillac. And MDU brings you the tip off in the community to serve. There we go. It's going to be won by the Tigers. It's going to go that way. Ian Byers will bring it up. They've got a girl's ball out there. Ian Byers didn't feel like it was right. So they're going to get it switched around. They could have, at least there would have been some dunks and some palms. That is too good. So they're going to go trying to find a baseball. I'm sorry. That's great. That is great. If you're watching online, you saw it all. Ian Byers is going to get it, and he's going to dribble it around. He's something's not right. They're going to look at it. He's like, this is a girl's ball. All right, so here we go. It's going to be Thorson inbound to Byers. Right at about half court. Byers rocking the mullet. I don't know who thought that was going to be a good idea to start that again. Nope, they're going to go into Cadillac. Sorry. Cadillac with it. It's going to kick it off over to Byers. Byers now over to the right corner. Goes Byers. Dump pass backside. It's Cadillac for three. No. Rebound kicked around, and it's going to go down to Begeman. Back the other way as Begeman tries to go in. He's going to be fouled as he goes up. And that foul is going to go against Carson Gold. It's going to be his first. So Begeman will go to the line shooting two. First one is up and right there. 1-0, Wolverine strike blood first. Second one on the way, up and down, no good. Comes down into the hands of Thorson. They're going to try to hurry it up. It's going to be a turnover on the Tigers. I might get in trouble for saying this, but it almost looks like there's two football teams playing out there instead of basketball teams. This could be ugly. Begeman with it. Needs to bounce pass over to Greg. Greg will end up with it. Get it off over to Saylor. Saylor's going to dribble it in. Hangs onto it. Dumps it backside, but gets it back. Deflected by Goal. Saylor back out. There's Hedick. Hedick, three on the way. Front of the rim, no good. Greg with a putback, no good. And Cadillac will bring it down. Back the other way. And three put up that time by Hedick. Sorry, Hedick. Byers. And another takeaway for the Tigers. Back the other way. It's three on the way for Byers again. No. Cadillac with the rebound. Back out. Byers. Back to Cadillac. Cadillac will dribble it up top of the key. Kick it back down to Byers. Gets it inside. There's Thorson. Thorson, nice pump fake. Can't get it. Back out. Three on the way. No good. As shot taken by Trevor Byers. Rebound's going to come down to Chance Gregg. Hedick now for the Wolverines. Back over to Zabel. Zabel now to Saylor. Saylor tries to get it in. It's going to be a kick by Thorson. And it'll stay. Hedick inbound now for the Wolverines. Tries to dump it in. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Thorson. So there's Thorson yet once again. So Begeman will inbound. Bounce pass gets into Saylor. In fact, I don't even see Trey Saylor here today. Nice move by Hedick. Up and off the board. There it is. Hedick with a power move, and it's 3-3. Byers going to try to go. Kicks out back out to Byers. Inside Thorson. Now quick pass. He goes up with it. Floater. They're going to say he traveled first. Great move. Just put it on the ground a little later. 3-3 now. 5:09 to go here in the first. Back out now to Begeman. Begeman kicks it out. Three on the way for Hedick. Ouch. Hairball. The ball's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Wolverines. And it'll be Tiger ball. Now on the camera is my wife, Ashley. This is what we consider after 13 years of marriage at date night. All right, back the other way now. It's going to be Ty Cadillac. Cadillac will kick it off over to Byers. Byers now into the hands of Thorson. There is Byers again. Back over to Thorson. Now it's Byers. Ian Byers kicks it back over to Cadillac on the right side. Inside goes Thorson back out. Oh, we got a substitution. Carson Gold's no longer in the lineup. It's Carter Gadeets. Back in. Floater for Thorson. There it is. 5-3. Thorson's first 2 points of the night. 4:20 to go here in the first. Zabel will float it up across over to Begeman. Begeman up with it. He's going to be fouled. He'll go to the line shooting two more. Begeman right so far. 1 of 2 on the night. Foul's going to go against number 4, Trevor Byers. It'll be his first second team foul. That one is up. Front of the rim. No good. Trevor Byers will come out. In for him will be Hines. This one is up right there. He's going to say if he misses one more, we're going to have to change his name from Spider-Man to Shaq. Back the other way, it's Trevor Hines. It just dawned on me. That joke probably doesn't land with anybody under the age of 18. Back over to Byers. Byers now into the hands of Cadillac. Over right corner. Up goes Hines. No good. Rebound's going to come down to Gadeets. Back over to Hines. Goes baseline this time. Back outside Cadillac. Cadillac comes to the top of the key. 3:44 to go. 5-4 the score. Ipswich on top. Back over. Ipswich with the ball. Now Thorson kicks it back out. There's Cadillac. Now back out goes Hines. Kicks out. Deep three by Byers. There's going to be a whistle and a foul as on the rebound. Hines is going to shove Begeman, and Hines is going to come out. Or not Hines, sorry. Thorson. He picks up his first. Coach Severson kind of doing a good job. You're going to pull your players out. Back out for the Wolverines. Pounce pass. Nice move. Goes to Greg, and he'll be fouled when he goes up. Foul is going to go against number 44, Zach Gadeets. It's going to be his first fourth team foul and puts Chance Greg at the line. Shooting two. First one, no good. Wolverines are 2 of 5 this far. That one goes in and ties the game. 5-5 now in your real-time farm product scoreboard with 3:16 to go. Broadcasting from the Jensen Rockets and Broadcast booth and brought to you by the Office of Highway Safety, Snow Means Slow, KMLO, Mobridge, Lowry, South Dakota, 100.7 FM. Back out Cadillac. Cadillac's going to dribble it over. Kicks it up now to Hines. 2:54 to go. 5-5 the score. Byers. Hines, Cadillac. Inside goes Gadeets. Turn around. Put up. There it is. Zach Gadeets. 2, and it's a 7-5 lead again for the Tigers. Kicks it back over to Zabel. Zabel will bring it. Lacrosse kicks it back to Hedick. Now, Begeman. 3 on the way for Saylor. Rebound, put back. Can't get it to go. Still fighting for it. Gets it in, and nothing. It'll be whistling a foul. Chance Greg will pick that one up. Seven to five, 2:23 to go in the first. Ipswich on top. Cadillac back over to Hines. Hines now inside. Gadeets back over to Hines. Hines fires. No good. Gadeets on the rebound. Put back. No. And it'll end up back into the hands of Zabel. Put up that time by Hennick. Rebound comes down to Cadlett. Ball wide open underneath as Heinz and in for two. 9-5 the score. Hennick. Timeout. As Coach Hennick wants to talk things over again. Your timeout's brought to you by Aang Tangra. 9-5, Ipswich on top. 1:35 to go in the first. Let's come back in 30 seconds. And hello.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Alright, welcome back here once again. It's 9-5 from Selby. The Ipswich Tigers on top are in the boys game. 1:35 to go in the first. Back over to Hennick now for the Wolverines. He's gonna bring it up. There's Trey, still has it. Tries to float it. It's gonna be stolen by Gadeets, Carter Gadeets. Zach tries to go baseline, gets it back out. There is Byers. Byers will put up a floater. No. Ball's going to get loose, and Gadeets will end up with it. And in and out, no good. Goes Cadillac. Rebound will come down to Chance Gregg. Under a minute to go, 9-5 the score. Back over to Hennick. Bounce pass into Gregg. There's Saylor. Up, can't get it. Gregg with the rebound. Puts it back. And it's there. What a job by Chance Gregg, who just signed with Northern State University's football team this week. Cadillac back over now to Byers. Byers fires one front of the rim. No good. Rebound's going to come down to, yet once again, Chance Gregg. His sixth rebound of the night. Unofficially. I know I've missed a few of these guys. Really moving fast. It's Begeman with it now. Floats it out into the hands of Zabel. Zabel dump pass to Saylor. Saylor back to Zabel. Begeman's going to go in himself. Lose control of it. And won't get it off in time. The after one on your Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard. It is Ipswich 9. Harry Tobier is 7. Let's come back in 60 seconds to your second quarter of high school basketball action on KMLO.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock, proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
Thorsten's and Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorsten's and Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorsten's and Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorsten's and Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
Hi, welcome back here once again. It is 9-7 on your Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard. All of your livestock handling needs, all Real Tough of Mowbridge. As we come back out, Wolverines will get it to start the second quarter out. Saylor will end up with it. Hits it back to Begeman. Begeman will dribble it inside. Bounce pass to Gregg. Gregg goes up with it. Can't get it to drop. Rebound's going to come down to number 5. Back the other way. for the Tigers. It's Kobe Silty. Ball's on the ground. It's going to be a turnover on the Tigers. Again, 9-7 the score, 7:23 to go. And this time, the steal by Cadlick. As he kicks it off over to Byers. Byers, it gets it in. Tries to get it into goal. Does get it back. There's Thorson up for two. Back the other way now. Harriet Silveria. Floater goes up by Saylor. No good. And it's going to be a whistle and a foul as goal will pick that one up. I don't know why there was a whistle. Looked like a clean hit to me. Wrong sport. Some player. 5:24. It was a big hit, too. 5:24 coming out of the game. All right, back now. As Zabel will bring it up for the Wolverines. 11-7 the score. Begeman has it now. Gets it off over into the hands of Saylor. Saylor tries to force it in. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by Thorson. Floater goes into Greg. Greg gets it up top. Begeman, now it's Hedick. Ball's going to be tipped. Yeah, there's six on the clock. Floater thrown up on a bounce. It'll be turned over. As it's Zabel having to get it up there before the shot clock violation. 6:15 to go here in the second. It's 11-7. That wasn't a yawn. That was a hiccup of excitement. Back around the other way. Byers for three. Boom! He's got it. Trevor Byers from downtown. 14-7 now. Begeman will kick it off over to Hedick. Hedick's going to dribble it in. Put it up and good. Nice move by Trey Hedick. 14-9. They're going to hurry up. Byers catches the Wolverine sleeping. Can't get it to go. Greg will bring it in. Begeman will slow things down and run the offense. Get it off now into the hands of Saylor. They're going to say Saylor stepped out of bounds. As Coach Hedick says, everybody needs to just slow down. To 9, 5:22 to go here in the second. Ipswich on top. Back the other way as it's Trevor Heintz with it now. Kicks it inside. It's Kadeets. Kadeets will flow one up off the glass. There it is. 16-9, 5:07. A steal for Heintz. He'll pull one up. It's blocked by Saylor. And Begeman will air it out over to Greg. Going to be whistling a timeout as they want to take a full. Right at the five-minute mark to go here in the second period. 16-9 the score. Ipswich on top. Back in 60, KMLO.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mixed concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
All right, welcome back here once again. 16-9, 5 to go. Tigers on top. Zabel kicks it off over to Hedick. Hedick puts it on the ground, floats one over to Saylor. Now Hedick back over to Begeman. There's Hedick for three, deep three on the way, no good. Rebound to Gregg, put back, no. And there's going to be a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to go against, they're going to say Chance Gregg. It'll be his second. So Gregg will come out. And for him, it's going to be local. 10-69, 4-16-9, 4:37 to go here in the second. Byers kicks it up top. There's Cadillac. Now over to Hines. Cadillac, Byers, they're going to work that perimeter back and forth. Back over to Hines. Now Cadillac. Seven on the shot. There's Byers. Has to float it over. Gets it to Cadillac. Cadillac's going to throw one up. No good. And he'll get it there in time. And they'll get the rebound. Thorson with it now. Back over to Hines. Now Cadillac. Deep three on the way by Byers. There it is. Left side from way downtown, and it's a 10-point lead for the Tigers. 3:40 to go here in the second. Zabel with it as he kicks it off now into the hands of Begeman. There is Saylor for a jump shot right there. 19-11. There's Hines now for the Tigers. Back over to Cadillac. Goes across the way for Byers. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Hines. Cadillac will dribble it in, put it up off the glass. Rebound, put back, no. Rebound, Thorson, put back. There it is. Twenty-one-11 now, 2:51 to go. Full court press is on for the Tigers. Local. Local. Back over to Local. Dribble it inside, kicks it back out. There's Begeman. Begeman's going to make a move himself up off the glass. They're going to say no travel. Chance Gregg will check back into the game now for the Wolverines, along with Silky and Gadeets for the Tigers. Byers will kick it off over to Silky. Back over to Gadeets. Turnaround jumper. No. Rebound's going to come down. There's going to be a whistle and a foul, and I think Gadeets will pick that one up on the rebound as it's Chance Gregg going after it. The score. 2:21 to go. Zabel will bring it up. Kick it off over to Saylor. Saylor back out Zabel. Back over to Hedick. Hedick now Saylor. Saylor will dribble it in. Kicks it back out Zabel. Zabel back over to Begeman. Begeman will go in, put up off the glass. There it is. And then Begeman with two more, and it's a 21-13 lead now for the Tigers as Hines goes baseline. Blocked shot by Zabel. Back the other way. Saylor now. Saylor's going to go in. Saylor will turn around, try to put it up. Gregg floats it, gets it, and is fouled. Back the other way after a missed three or free throw. Rebound came down to, I believe, Thorson. 1:11 to go. 21-13, three on the way for Byers. Front of the rim, no, and it comes down to Saylor. Hennick, float one up. No, rebound, Cadlick.
Take it to the hole!
Under a minute to go, back out to Thorson. Thorson, turnaround, spin move, front of the rim, no. Go with the rebound, put back, no. There's Thorson again. Ball comes loose. It's on the ground. Ball still loose. And they'll end up with it. Thorson will kick it back out. There's Cadlick. Cadlick will go baseline. Kick it back out to Byers. There's goal. Back out Thorson. Thorson goes in. Floater. Back of the rim. No. Going to be whistling a foul. And I think that one's probably going to be on Saylor. Got him down for one. 21 seconds to go. 21-13 score. Cadlick, team bound for the Tigers. Take it off over to Byers. 17 seconds to go. Nothing on the shot. Byers has it now. Now over to Byers. Byers to Byers. Floats it off to Byers. Puts it back over. Three, left side. Got it at the buzzer. At halftime, on your Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard, it is Ipswich 24, Harriet Selby Area 13. Let's come back in 3 minutes with your Fresh Start Market Halftime Show right here on your sports leader, the DRG Media Group Sports Network.
Pre-game time is food time, and at Fresh Start Market, we have you covered. This is Kayla inviting you to stop in and check out our fresh produce, awesome meat selection, and snacks for when you're on the go with harvest and the busy school year. And don't forget to pick up some of our famous homemade sausage. Like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Start Market LLC, for updates on sales, new products, and much more. Fresh Start Market of Harriet, because pre-gaming can't be done without food.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mixed concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays. It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle, and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Fresh Start Market Halftime Show. Again, Spencer Gosch live from Selby. Daniel Peterson back in the studio. My wife Ashley running the camera here tonight. We upgraded from my 8-year-old son who got bored and forgot to turn the camera. So let's take a look at the stats here for the first for the away team. 9 points for Ian Byers. All of which behind the arc. 3 for Trevor Byers. 6 for Taylor Thorson. 2 for Trevor Heights. 2 for Carter Gadeets and 2 for Zach Gadeets. Leading rebounders for the Tigers is going to be Taylor Thorson and then with 5. And Ty Kadlick with 4. Now for the Harriet Selby area Wolverines, it's Trey Heddick with 4, Brandon Megan with 4, 2 for Trey Saylor, and 3 for Chance Gregg. Rebound leaders is going to be Chance Gregg all night long. He's got 9. The next one to get close is 1. Comparing team stats after one quarter, it was 9-7 in favor of the Tigers. And then they went on a 15-6 run against the Wolverines to make it 24-13 right now. Largest lead of the night is what they have, 11. Longest scoring streak for the Tigers is 5. Longest scoring streak for the Wolverines was 2. Rebound-wise, it's going to be Ipswich on top, 14-11. Turnover-wise, though, Ipswich has more there as well, 6-3. Shooting percentage, Ipswich, 38.5. Harriet Selby area, 29.4. There's a look at your Fresh Start Market halftime show. Again, on your Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard, it is Ipswich 24, Harriet Selby area 13. Back in 5 minutes with your second half of boys basketball action. Live from Selby right here on KMLO.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock. Proud supporter of the Harriet Selby area Wolverines.
Thorsten's and Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorsten's and Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorsten's and Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorsten's and Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mixed concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby, grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays. It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle, and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverine, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance.
With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right. Like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock. Proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverine.
Thorsten's and Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorsten's and Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorsten's and Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorsten's and Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
4:13 at halftime in favor of the Ipswich Tigers. Before we left, things were heating up quite a bit. And it'll be on the referee staff to try to wrangle all these boys in before everybody falls out. I've never seen it, but I have been at games that were close. The Tigers will get the ball to start the second half as Cadillac inbounds to Byers. Back over to Thorsten. Thorsten inside to Cadillac. Nice bounce pass to goal, and he is fouled by Saylor on a player control foul that sends Gold to the line, shooting two. First one is no good. Again, 24-13. 7:50 to go. Second one's no good, but it's going to be Byers to get the rebound and the travel. So the Wolverines will get it back over to Bagaman. Bagaman will get it over to Zabel as they try to break the full court press. Hair it out over to Saylor, but overthrown. It's going to be a turnover by Bagaman. Looking across the way, there's still a lot of people wearing Green Bay clothing. I thought it maybe be a little too soon for that. I do notice that none of them are sitting next to the guy wearing the San Francisco hat, though. Oh, Steve Zabel, by the way. Thorsten will dribble it over. Jump shot. Put up. No. Rebound comes down to Byers. Put back. No. And the rebound this time will go to Greg. As this time, the floater all the way is Begeman. Bagaman will go coast to coast, put up a weird floater, but it's there. 24-15, now 6:53 to go here in the third. Lead in favor of the Tigers. Byers sets the screen. Cadillac over to Byers. Back over to Cadillac. Now it's Byers. Ian Byers. Cadillac to Ian. Ian, dribble it in. Dump pass the goal off his fingers and out of bounds. Third turnover of the night for Ian Byers. Hennig will kick it off over now into the hands of Begeman. Begeman back over to Taylor for three. In and out, no good. Rebound's going to come down to Thorson. Three on the way for Byers. No good. Rebound down to Zabel. So they'll continue to travel back and forth. Begeman over on the right side of the arc. In now to Greg. Back over to Begeman. Goes baseline. Back out Greg. Now Zabel. Opposite side of the court is Hennick. Step back. Jumper. No good. Rebound Thorson. Cadlick with it for the Tigers. Kicks it over to Byers. Byers to Byers. Pick set. Back inside. Thorson open inside. There it is. 26-15, 5:27 to go in the third. Back over to Begeman. Begeman now into the hands of Hedick. Hedick will get it over to Zabel. Zabel back to Hedick. There's Begeman, right side perimeter. Dribble it in, kick it back out to Saylor. Zabel, three, top of the key, no. Rebound will come down to Gold. Gold takes it coast to coast for the right-handed layup, and it's a 13-point lead for the Tigers. 4:57 to go, 28-15, Ipswich. Begeman will kick it over to Hedick. There's Greg up with it, and he'll go to the line, shooting two. Powell's going to go against Carson Gold. It'll be his third. This one is up and no good for Greg. Goal will come out. Carter Gadeets will come in. Greg to shoot. That one's right there. Chance Greg with that shot's 2 of 5. That's his fourth point of the night. Shot over to Gadeets. Back out Cadlick. Back out Thorson. Thorson will dribble it in. He puts one in front of the rim. And Greg with the rebound. That's Greg. 11 rebounds. Hennick. Back out to Zabel. Zabel. Saylor. Saylor. Forces Coach Hennick to call a timeout. 28-16 the score, 4:11 to go, Egg-Taker timeout, back in 30, KMLO.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
28-16, 4:11 to go here in the third. And it is Tigers on top. The Wolverines getting the ball coming out of the Egg Tigra. Timeout. Pedicle inbound for the Wolverines. Looks it up to Greg. Greg back over to Begeman. Begeman tries to make a move in. He'll put a jump shot up. No good. Rebound force. Tigers with the ball, under four to go in the third. Fires with it, dribbles it up top, almost center circle. Back over to Thorson. That's Cadlick. Cadlick will dribble it over. Now Thorson dribbles it inside. There's Cadlick back out at the perimeter, right side Hines. Hines will dribble it up top of the key, pick set by Thorson. Roll, but it's going to be tipped and taken away by Saylor as Begeman goes coast to coast and is fouled. He'll go to the line shooting two. 28-16, 3:31. Foul goes against number 42, Carter Gadeets. That'll be his first. Second team foul. That's going to be no good. Zamel's going to come out. In for him will be Mason Vetter. Thorson will come out. In for him will be Zach Gedeets. Shot put up by Bagman, and that one was good. 28-17, cut to an 11-point lead. Fires back over to Hines. Hines kicks it out. Cadlick. Cadlick, Byers. Byers, Hines. Pick set by Gedeets. Kick out to Byers as he floats one up from three. No. Gedeets with a putback. No. Rebound comes down to Saylor. Now, Wolverine ball, Ritter. Ritter will kick it off over to Hedick. Hedick will try to get it out. There's going to be a whistle and a foul. I'm going to say shoving. 1-2. Trevor Heintz. Heintz with that will come out. Thorson will come in. Chance Gregg with the turnover there as he tries to pass it inside. Thorson will kick it off now to the hands of Byers. Trevor goes baseline. Picks it back up, Cadlick. He dribbles it inside for penetration. Now Trevor over to the left corner. He goes baseline again. Back out goes Cadlick. Pump fake at the three-point line. Nice bounce pass inside. Carter Gedeets up in good. 30-17 now on your Real Tough Bar Buddy scoreboard. With 2:20 to go here in the third. Hedick to Saylor, back to Hedick. Hedick will dribble it over. There's Ritter for three. No, rebound will be Saylor. Sorry, not Saylor. It's Trevor Byers. Put back. There's Thorson, and it's good. And a whistle and a timeout. 60 seconds. We'll be back after this egg ticker timeout. Sam alone.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays. It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle, and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverine, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Welcome back, 32-17, 1:57 to go here in the third. Wolverines with the ball, Tigers with the lead. As Begman will bring it up. Kicks it back over into the hands of Ritter. Ritter back to Begman. Begman inside to Gregg. Gregg kicks it back out, and it's Hedick for three. Boom! He's got it. Back the other way for the Tigers as it's Cadlick to Byers. Byers to Byers. Ian dribbles it in, kicks it back out to Ty Cadlick. There's Thorson. Boy, they know how to work that offense. Back out to Cadlick. Pick set by Gedeets, the roll. Cadlick the floater. And right there.
That's the tie we're looking for.
Good move by Ty Cadlick. 1:04 to go here in the third. Bagaman floats it up to Saylor. Saylor back out to Ritter. Ritter goes baseline. Needs help. Floats it to Saylor. Still on the right side of that perimeter. 50.2 to go. 14 on the shot. Fegeman. He puts one up, jump shot, no. Rebound comes down to Greg. Puts put back, there it is. Going to be whistle and a timeout. 34-22, the score on your Real Tough Farm Credit scoreboard. Let's come back. Tip switch on top. 30 seconds. Camelo.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Hi, welcome back here once again. As just taking a look, the Tigers are going to come out of the locker room in the third quarter shooting 41.7% from the field. That's pretty impressive. 50% from the field two-point range. Taking a look at the Wolverines, they're going to be, they'll shoot 33.3%. They'll take more shots, but still to no avail. As right now in this quarter, 10-9 is these Tigers outscoring. You're going to need to pick something up if you're the Wolverines, if you're going to want to gain on them. And it's a good job keeping them close, but again, if you're going to want to gain on this score, you got to pick something up. Cadillac will bring it up for the Tigers. 34 seconds to go here in this third quarter. 26 on the shot. Right now, and it's about 4.5 second difference. Launch it inside, and Headache is going to step out of bounds. Should have let it go. They would have had it back. Cadillac will inbound it to Trevor Byers for three. No. Rebound's going to come down to Bega. Oh, no, it'll go out of bounds. Wolverines again shoot themselves in the foot. So they can't seem to get the ball out. Still want to know what Trevor Begeman's vertical is, because good lord. Cadillac to Byers. Trevor Byers to Thorson. Thorson out to Cadillac. There's 6 seconds to go. Three now. Carter Gadeets for three. No, and that's how it'll end. After three on your Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard, it is Ipswich 34. Here you'd sell the area 22. Back in 60 seconds on Everything Country, KMLO.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock. Proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
Thorsten's and Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorsten's and Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorsten's and Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorsten's and Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
All right, welcome back. 34-22. Final quarter. Wolverines will get this. Just started off. Right now, the two shooting teams' shooting percentages are 30 and 33%. Not exactly the fireball I thought it was going to be. Bangaman with it over to the left side of the perimeter. Pick set. Back out, Zabel. There's Hedick. Hedick airs it out to Begeman. Begeman over to wide open Zabel. Back over now into the hands of Saylor. Saylor tries to get it over to Greg. Zabel with the fake. Put up, no good. Rebound will come down to Cadillac. Cadillac will bring it across. Kick it off over to Byers. Ian Byers. Wide open lane over to the left side. Put up. Whoa, couldn't get it to go. Carson go with a putback. No. Going to be whistling a foul, and I think they're going to get silty for that one. Back the other way now. Float it out. Up now with it goes Hennick, no good. Rebound's going to come down to Ian Byers. Cadillac has it. 11-point lead again, 34-22 the score. It's switch on top. They've got the ball. Back over to Byers, Ian Byers. Now Silty. Silty will dribble it in, float one straight away, no good. Ball's going to come down to Greg. Hennick runs with it. Kicks it back out there, Saylor. Saylor will dribble it in. Back out. Begman on the go. Bounce pass. Greg puts up. No good. Rebound's going to come down to Cadillac. His sixth rebound. Cadillac back over to Goal. Goal put it up. No good. Rebound's going to come down to Greg. His 14th rebound of the night. Three-pointer put up that time by Saylor. And it looks like the Tigers want to talk things over. 34-25 now, 6:04 to go in the fourth. Back in 60, KMLO.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
34-25, the score on your Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard. It's 6:04 to go in this game. The lead cut to 9 as the Tigers, still with the lead, will bring it out after the 8-taker timeout. Ian Byers to bring it up for the Tigers. 6 to go. Back over to Cadillac. Cadillac into the hands of Byers. Byers floats one off over to Byers. Trevor Byers puts up a good jump shot right there. 36-25, back to an 11-point lead. Hennick will bring it. Pick set by Greg. Back over to Begman. Zabel. Dribble it back in. Wide open jump shot. No. Rebound will come down to Thorson. To be a whistle and a foul, and Saylor will pick that one up. Back down for the Tigers. Kick it out to Gadeets. Back over. It's Byers on the travel. Trevor Byers. Back the other way now for the Wolverines. 5 to go here. They trail by 11. Saylor kicks it over to Zabel. Wolverines missing two guys that normally see quite a bit of playing time, and Trey Saylor and Gill. Trevor Gill. going to be a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to go against Ian Byers. Shockingly enough, it's going to be his first of the night. So it's Hennick at the line shooting two, and the first one is right there, 36-26. Second one, no good. Rebound's going to come down to Thorson. Byers has it. Dribble it over to Gadeets. Gadeets will dribble it in. He's got a one-on-one situation. Nice pass to Byers. Byers couldn't get it to go. Rebound's going to come down to Gray. Hennick. 4:26. Zabel. Back over to Hennick. Begeman. Loses control, and a steal's going to go in favor of Cadlick. Floater put up by Byers. Going to be no good. Ian Byers, and the rebound's going to come down to Hennick. His first rebound of the night. Four to go now. At this rate, they're going to need a five-point deficit per minute as Trevor Byers will put it up and be fouled. Wasn't the brightest foul on that one. Byers had him beat dead to rights, so Hedick's going to go up and get him. That's the third team foul for the Wolverines. It puts Trevor Byers at the line, shooting two. Trevor has not been there yet tonight. First one back of the rim, no good. Local and Ritter into the game. And that one is good. Sorry, better into the game. 37 to 26 in your Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard. 60 seconds. Ipswich on top. Cut beside our
taps to feed. At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays. It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle, and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverine, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Welcome back, 37-26, 3:51 to go. It's Ipswich on top. Wolverines will get the ball after a Trevor Byers made free throw. Hit it into Saylor, back over to Hennick. I want to applaud this referee staff here tonight. These two teams, if you're going to call fouls all night long and not let them play, these two teams will both be fouled off. Thorson will get the steal, sorry. As Hines dribbles it inside. Nice pass inside. Thorson, no, can't get it to go. Begeman on the rebound. Back over to Saylor. Inside Brendan. Brendan Begeman up off the glass. There it is. And a whistle and another egg dagger timeout. It's 37-28, 3:08 to go, back in 60, Kamloops.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock. Proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
Welcome back here. Once again, 37-28 the score. It's Ipswich on top. 3:08 to go. The Tigers will get the ball to coming out of the eighth. Tigra timeout. The Wolverines have to create a three-point deficit for the Tigers to come back per minute. Cadlick will bring it up. The Tigers have not lost a single, or have not been outscored in a single quarter. In this game, Cadlick can dribble it up, free throw line right there. 39-28. Back to an 11-point lead. There's Saylor for three, no good. Rebound will come down to Cadlick. 2:31 to go. Thorson, back over to Greets. The Tigers just need to calm down and utilize their time. Thorson with it now. Turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound's going to come down to Saylor. Saylor will get it out to Hedick. Hedick thought about it. That would have been a bit deep. And Saylor will float one up. Put it in. No good. The problem right now with the Wolverines is the only one trying to get in there a rebound is Greg. Thorson to Gedeets. Gedeets to Byers. Byers baseline. Back out. Out of bounds. Turnover. Zabel and Local will come back in. Zabel get it off over to Hedick. Hedick's going to run to get it across. Back out. Local for three. No good. Rebound tip. There's going to be a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to go against Trevor Saylor. That'll be his four. 1:29 to go. Back out to Byers. Byers over to Cadlick. There's Byers. Byers will dribble it in. And he's going to get trapped and a whistle and a timeout. Again, your timeout's brought to you by Ag Tegra. Acres ahead of the competition, Ag Tegra. 28-39 in favor of the Tigers. 1:18 to go. Back in 60, KMLO.
Thorsten's and Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorsten's and Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorsten's and Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorsten's and Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
Switch gets the ball to come out. They're going to get it over to Byers. They're going to continue to work that outer perimeter to burn as much time as possible. Cadlick over to Thorson. Thorson back over to Byers. Byers going to dribble it in baseline. He'll float one up right there. Nice shot. From behind the backboard, it's a 13-point game now. Less than a minute to go. Back over to Saylor. Saylor's going to go baseline. going to be a whistle and a foul. It's going to go back the other way now for the Tigers, and that should pretty much nail coffin situation as Sailor's got to come out. So substitutions are coming in. Darian Barker, Better, Sailor, Local, and even Stokes. Other side as well. Substitutions coming in. Forty-one, 28, 31 seconds to go. There's Stokes. Back over to the hands of Barker. Put up that time by Local. He'll put it in and good. 9 seconds to go, and that looks like that'll about do it. 5-4, Silty with it now. 3-2, and that's it. Your final on your Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard. It's Ipswich 41, Harry and Sylvia Area 30. Back in 60 seconds to wrap things up. KMLO.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete in Linton at 701-254-4681.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle Candles, Sturgis Coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays.
Hi, welcome back here once again. It is, well, they took the score down from me. I don't know what it is, but I'll find out here in just a moment. The final, 41-30, the score. Ipswich game out. You know, kind of a low-scoring game for what you would consider on a boys' game. Let's take a look at the individual stats visitors first. As we go with 9 for Byers, 8 for Trevor Byers, 4 for Cadillac, 10 for Thorson, 2 for Heinz, 2 for Gold, 4 for Gadeets, 2 for Gadeets. On Zach Gadeets, leading rebounder is going to be 10 on Taylor Thorson. And, yeah, next to him would be Ty Cadillac. Now for the hometown team, it's 8 for Hennick, 2 for Local, 9 for Begeman, 5 for Sailor, and 6 for Greg. As we look at that. Team-wise, the Wolverines are going to be out-rebounded 31-22. But if you look at that stat, 15 rebounds for Chance Craig alone. So he had the vast majority of the rebounds for the Wolverines. Shooting percentage-wise, 30% for the Wolverines, 35% for the Tigers. Turnovers, it's going to be 9 for the Wolverines, 10 for the Tigers. Taking a look at the, so, well, let's take a look. It's a good, just something came up. So then why, if they're so tight in all the stats, how did they win? Well, the Tigers simply took more shots. They went 18-51 tonight. Wolverines went 11-36. Let's head back to the studio for, let's hear from Venture Communications as they bring in the player of the game. We'll be back with that live at your Premier Equipment post-game show.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 605-852-2224, or online at www.venturecom.net.
Welcome back, and your Venture Communications player of the game, we're going to go Taylor Thorson. 10 points, 10 rebounds. He's going to lead in points and rebounds and shooting percentage as well. So, Taylor Thorson, you are the Venture Communications player of the game. So, again, I want to thank everybody here tonight. The Wolverines will split this one as the girls take home the win and the boys take home the loss, or the Ipswich boys take home the win there. So I want to thank everybody, especially Daniel Peterson back at the studio, and of course our sponsors. A pregame sponsor brought to you by Family Dental Appear in Gettysburg. Jensen Rockets Hand bringing your broadcast booth. The keys to success, CHS River Plains, your starting lineup, Campbell County Collision. The game's officials are brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. MDU brought you the tip-off. Timeout, take Tager on your halftime show, Fresh Start Marketing, your post-game show, Premier Equipment. Player of the game is brought to you by Venture Communications, your scoreboard, Real Tough Farm Products of Mobridge, and your sports video sponsor, CHS River Plains, Camby's Pass. Video score sponsor is Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice, slow down in case of ice. We also want to thank these sports boosters: BankWest, Merrimbale Insurance of Selby, Thorsons and Trucking of Selby, Campbell County Bank Insurance and Harriet, Harriet Concrete, Uptown Market of Selby, and Shorty's One Stop. Again, your final here at the boys' game. It's Ipswich 41, Harriet Selby Area 30. On behalf of Daniel, back at the studio, I'm Spencer Gosson. Good night, everybody.